This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
How did you feel doing some prep for this? You're like, oh man, we're back at it.
It was nice. I felt like almost like sports were back, and I was getting into it. So.
Sports are almost back. Sports.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Darlington's a fun track. I went there in September of 2001. Hopped on a plane, I believe, September the 9th of 2001, and flew back home.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Really?
Yeah. I was on a plane in early September.
Dodged a bullet. Or couple planes, but
yeah, a couple days later, and who knows?
On 1340 WKGN,
that'd be a scary feeling, even if you weren't in the attack, to have been on a plane that day.
Yeah.
Like, whoa,
oh, I know.
Would you have stopped the hijacking?
What are you doing, Ken?
I don't think so.
Let's not turn.
We're turning left into the World Trade Center.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go to break. Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Hour 3 headlines.
Yes, I have to mention Tennessee losing Dylan Brooks yesterday. Kind of became official.
Who cares?
Don't care anymore.
Nah. Go. I mean, it's smart. Like, he hasn't gotten here yet. Go do something better, bro. Because we got to rebuild. We're working on.
There we go. Also lost a 3-star. 2022 defensive lineman Jimmy Bear Scott.
Another three-star.
A three-star defensive lineman. That's a cool name. Jimmy Bear, don't get me wrong.
I thought the build-up was kind of neat.
That's fine.
Colin Bear, yeah. Jimmy Bear.
I mean.
Sounds like you're not worried, John. Not at all.
I mean, it's just so much. We got so much more to worry about right now.
Yeah, I guess
other
so.
Other than any one player.
I guess
one
player. So.
We got our quarterback of the future. Says he's locked in. Locked and loaded.
That's all we needed.
Salter says, hey, I'm still going to be here. You got to hope that guy's a home run and a star. He might not be, but you got to hope that he is. And that's the most important thing
On
this roster. Otherwise, find a coach.
There we go.
That's right, man.
Got to quit that stuff. Speaking of a coach, the Lions. Detroit Lions got their coach, Danny Campbell.
A.K.A. the PC principal.
What do we think about old Dan Campbell? 6-year deal. He's got some time here. This is a commitment right here. They're saying, I mean, you don't usually see 6-year deals, do you?
I don't know what NFL coaches like even get paid. Their contracts are so secretive, which is weird. Like, I don't
know.
It's weird that, like, everything else in sports, we know how much everyone gets paid except, like, I feel like NFL coaches.
Yep. Kind of weird. But any thoughts? I mean, if you're trying to get a Lions fan excited about this hire, like, what do you even say? Like, if you're a Lions fan, you got to look around like, man, where's our Urban Meyer? Like, where's our big splash hire for a absolutely dysfunctional franchise for the past 2 decades?
It's going to feel even worse if Saleh is a stud in the Jets because, I mean, he was a Michigan boy. Like I said, he grew up, I think, 2 miles away from the stadium.
Yep.
His parents live 3 miles from the stadium now.
And he went to the Jets.
I don't even remember him, like, even really getting interviewed there.
Who had the Lions interview?
Brief.
Like, which if you're him, like, you don't want to hitch your wagon to them. Like, but Detroit should have been in a better position to hire him.
Is that
should have hired him last year? Like, you could have gotten him last year, probably.
I don't know. Do you think that is like a little bit of an issue that just nobody wants to go to Detroit?
Again, but like from there might
which
want to.
He was more appealing after this year than he was last year. He was still appealing last year as a head coach. But
why did I call Dan Mullen? Nobody called Dan Mullen.
Not one guy.
Not one team called him.
That is surprising.
I'd rather have Dan Mullen than Dan Campbell, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Yeah. So, see how it goes for Lions fans. I just, like I said, I don't know how you get excited about that. By the way, he was the Saints tight ends coach this past season.
Everybody's getting out of New Orleans while they can.
They really, yeah. No kidding. Kind of weird. But, yeah, we'll see how that works out for Detroit. Not working out for Doug Peterson, as reports that Peterson is probably going to sit out a year of coaching. in 2021. No, you know, not a big of a surprise there. And then you mentioned Josh McDaniels, speaking of the Eagles, as kind of one of the top candidates for Philadelphia. And apparently there's kind of a rumor circulated around that Eagles players are actually texting and messaging Jeffrey Lurie to hire Deuce Staley, the running backs coach currently for the Eagles. So kind of a weird occurrence here.
Wait, they want to do what with Deuce Staley?
They want to hire him as the head coach.
You might as well give him an interview. I'm giving everybody an interview. So
yeah, they sure are. Yeah. What do you make of this players texting? I mean, if you're a GM or an owner, like how does that change your perception, right? Because I mean, like you said, a lot of indications were that Josh McDaniel kind of seemed like their top candidate, and Deuce Staley looked like more of a kind of a number two guy. But like I said, players have been texting him saying like, "Hey, we want this guy." What do you? How does that change your perception if you're the GM?
I don't feel like you let the players pick your head coach.
Not even a couple star player, which I guess you're not listening to Carson Wentz, yeah, right? Like, you saw Deshaun Watson in the same situation.
It's one thing if you let, like, Ed Reed and all those boys back at the U after Butch Davis leaves, and you're just like, hey, just promote Larry Coker. We like him, and AKA he'll let us do whatever we want, and we got so much talent, we'll win a championship. Like, that's one thing, and obviously that failed after they won the championship. But, like, in the NFL, like, you know, that roster is going to be pretty different the next couple of years. Like, those players that want Deuce Staley aren't going to be there very long. Now, right. Deuce Staley might be good. I don't know. Like, maybe they give him an interview. Like, I think that, you know, they should maybe interview him. Yeah. If they haven't interviewed him already and the players want him, you should probably do that. But I don't think you let them, like, pick.
Yeah, Deuce Staley was on the Eagles roster as a running back for 7 seasons, and then he became part of the coaching staff in 2016 when Doug Peterson hired him as the running backs coach, it says retained, so I'm guessing he was on a staff a couple years before as well as one of the assistants. So, yeah, kind of interesting, though. Players vouching for him. What do you think of, real quick while we're kind of talking about it, what do you think about Josh McDaniel making a run back at the coaching? He had the stint with the Colts that he backed out on that people were kind of surprised about, and then this year the offense looked pretty rough. I mean, how appealing is he as a head coach?
It took him a while to get back to getting in this position after what he did to the Colts.
That was kind
of rough. In
terms
of taking that job and then bailing on them. Mm-hmm. It's surprising to me. That just makes me think that either Bill Belichick's going to be there for a while, or like he's tired of waiting around for that head coach and waiting, because people thought that would be the transition.
Right.
But, I mean, what do I think? I mean, Josh McDaniels is pretty creative. I do think he called some pretty good offense this year for Cam Newton. It's just that, like, Cam Newton couldn't throw the ball.
Right.
He failed at his first job with Denver, but I mean.
Oh, yeah. He was. How long was the head coach there? Just a year?
A year and a half. He got fired into his second year. You know, he started 6-0, and then they just collapsed, and then the next year he got fired.
Right.
So, I mean, like, he's got. You could do worse. I think he deserves a chance, another chance, but, you know, if I'm the Eagles and I've interviewed everybody, I'd be surprised if Josh McDaniels was the one that really stood out to you.
Right. Moving on to the Jags, kind of mentioned them a little bit. They've got their GM, Trent Baalke, will become their GM. He was already on the staff as director of pro personnel.
Josh McDaniels started out 6-0 and then proceeded to go 5-17 in his last.
Wow.
Yeah, 22 games after that. So,
what year was that?
09 and 10. They started out 6-0 in 09, and then like he ran Jay Cutler out.
I was about to say it was Cutler.
I want to say, and like,
so that's the year they traded him, right?
I want to say they traded him in 2010. I thought is what it was.
Next
but,
year.
Yeah.
Interesting. But like I was just saying, Jags, they got their GM, Trent Baalke. Not going to get into this. I mean, you know, it's just another GM. But I'm curious. You had the owner. Was it Shad? I believe Shad.
Shad Khan.
Yeah, Shad Khan. You had him saying he's going to be kind of handling the roster. Now you have a GM coming in, but then you also had Shad say that, you know, Urban Meyer, we're going to really go based on his plan, his future. Do you think this is too many people trying to run the show, or is it just going to be Urban Meyer's show at the end of the day?
I would imagine this guy knows he's going to be working hands-on with Urban Meyer, and he was cool with it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you take
cool to just pretty much listen to Urban, yeah, I would say, just kind of support him.
And you collaborate.
Right.
That's what makes sense to me.
Okay. And did you guys see the situation with Caris LeVert? Kind of crazy.
I saw they found what? They had found, was it a blood clot?
Yeah.
And he said that basically him getting traded might have saved his life. And
right, yeah. Had a small mass on his left kidney. And, they did like the little physical, you know, when you get traded or whatever. And, yeah, they found out that. And he was So it was kind of surprising the way he kind of talked about it. He was like, yeah, you know, I'm not as upset about missing games as much as, like you said, just being healthy. And this trade ended up kind of being a blessing in disguise. So really crazy, though, just how these players have this kind of going on for a while, like the blood clot stuff. I mean, you know, Trey Smith dealt with that earlier as well. So
it's crazy how they can, you know, like something can happen and you find stuff like that. I mean, I had a friend who randomly was in a really bad, got hit by a car on the side of the interstate, like, cause he was trying to like get in the back and like change his, like he was trying to like redo his tarp or like get something out of the back, and somebody like ran into him and almost killed him, and then was in the hospital. They found like a tumor on his brain, and he had to like get it removed. He had like emergency surgery, like, but he didn't know it, and then it just kind of either divine intervention or just the best luck ever. You find stuff like that. Same for Caris LeVert.
Pretty crazy stuff. And then real quick, talked about this earlier. Wanted to bring this up here on the show. The Kurt Warner movie, American Underdog, the Kurt Warner story. A pretty big name going to be playing in it. Dennis Quaid is going to be playing in it. And
Dennis Quaid's still a big name.
I don't know, kinda, right?
He was
a big name.
He was a big name like in the '80s, like the '90s.
Okay, big name for this movie. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. He will play.
He was great in The Parent Trap.
He's going to play Dick Vermeil. You are correct. Yeah. Yes. So
he doesn't give me Dick Vermeil vibes.
Yeah, I was about to say, how do you see that?
Dick Vermeil is like a feeble, like, I want to say he seems short, but like he's just like a feeble white haired man. What's Dennis Quaid done recently? Has he done anything recently?
Wasn't he in a like scary movie recently? I want to say
he was in Goliath. He was in that. Yeah, he was in a weird scary movie. Yeah, like a weird creepy next door neighbor.
Right.
I forgot he was in like a season of Goliath, the Billy Bob Thornton show. A Dog's Purpose. That one is that one of your favorite?
Hayden, Hayden
had a reaction there. Yeah. Okay. No, that seems about right. Not, he hasn't done a lot recently. But, you know, the one thing Dennis Quaid has been pretty good in throughout his career, I want to say, is has he not been good at sports movies, or am I confusing him with Kevin Costner? I might be confusing
him. He's got The Rookie.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm confusing him with Kevin Costner. Yeah, he was good in, like, The Rookie and Any Given Sunday, so I guess did a couple.
There you go.
But, yeah, I was thinking more of Kevin Costner in terms of sports movies. Kevin Costner might be the GOAT when it comes to sports movies.
Who would you cast as Kurt Warner? Who would fit him?
I don't know, man. Channing Tatum?
Come on.
I mean, I don't know. Just some young, dark-haired actor, I guess. It's in good shape. Keanu Reeves. He's too old.
He needs a bounce back after Knock Knock, huh?
Yeah. He's got John Wick 4 coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
And The Matrix 4. He's fine.
Yeah.
More headlines?
Let's
That's good for us.
Okay. Right.
You got overrated, underrated topics ready, or do you need another segment? You need another segment? You forgot it was Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll do overrated, underrated next. You better hurry, Hayden. It's next. You got 3 minutes to get 5 topics. Let's see what you got. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Fan Run Radio has made...
All right, who's ready to play overrated and underrated?
We all are looking very forward
very
to it, I think.
Very excited.
Let's go.
Let's see what you got. How'd you do? Let's see what you came up with.
We will see, I guess. First up, we have The Bachelor. Since it just came back on like
the Bachelor,
2 weeks ago.
Not The Bachelorette.
The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Bachelor.
Yeah, it just came back
okay.
The men,
yeah.
The men chasing women. Or the women chasing, deciding. Yeah. The men deciding between 25 women. Draven.
It's underrated. It's awesome, honestly. I kind of like watching it. Listen, call me crazy. They do cool stuff. It's a lot of attractive women, just all, you know, very emotional and very in the mood and just doing cool things. I mean, it's pretty fun. It's pretty exciting. I ain't gonna lie. I get into it. I don't like, you know, sit there and watch it on my own time or anything, but if it is on, you know, yeah. I wouldn't mind watching it. Nothing else on the TV? Yeah, sure. Underrated. I like it.
Hmm. I gotta go overrated here. I hate these shows. I don't know if it's just me. I think it's just me. It is so... It gives me secondhand embarrassment, I think is what it is. But it gives it to me so bad that I actually get uncomfortable, like, watching the show. Like, I can't watch the show. Did you ever see that, like, Love is Blind show if it was on Netflix?
No.
Something like that?
No.
Love is Blind.
It was something like that where they just put people in, like, separate rooms and saw if you'd, like, fall in love without, like, seeing the person.
Oh, yeah.
It was really but it was so cringy, like,
What was that dating show, like, where you just meet people?
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
Yeah. Was it just called Blind Date or something
like that? But you could, like, agree to, like, marry them. It was a whole weird thing.
Agree to marry them?
Yeah.
Before you say them?
Yeah, it was a whole weird thing. But I didn't make it past, like, two episodes because I just couldn't do it. But these kind of shows give me secondhand embarrassment. Maybe it's because I don't think I would ever do this. Also, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a traditionalist. Maybe that's not how I want my love to come to form. And it just is so hard for me to watch other people out there doing that. I don't know. But it makes it tough on me. I literally can't watch the show. It upsets me. So I got to go overrated.
It's overrated. I've never... Maybe once I've made it through an entire season. I can watch a couple of the episodes, but I get over it pretty quickly. Not enough competition in it for me. And I like love. I don't like that they're making fun of love.
It's fake love.
What a bunch of suckers.
It's fake love.
Did you watch the show on Monday, Draper?
Huh?
Did you watch it on Monday?
No.
I saw a little bit of it.
Saw some clips.
Probably the...
Saw some clips.
I saw...
He watched the recap on YouTube.
I saw the ads going into it or whatever, the preview, and it just kept showing like a girl pass out or something.
I only watched 10 minutes of it, but the part that I watched was the girls had to write a erotica piece and read it in front of everyone.
Why would I ask a girl to do that?
Read it in front of everyone to this guy, whatever his name is. And it was very uncomfortable.
I don't even like hearing that.
It was so uncomfortable. Okay, so now we have a Taco Bell.
It's overrated. I haven't... I ate Taco Bell once in the past maybe 10 years or so, maybe.
That's
I'm not a Taco
Bell.
No,
that's
I swear.
Not true.
I swear.
No.
No, I swear. You know, everybody has their like late night food. I actively avoid Taco Bell.
What a knockout.
Yeah, that was slit. I actively avoid Taco Bell. I don't do Taco Bell, which is really weird because I eat like garbage. But for some reason, Taco Bell is like my, I won't do it. They used to always get my orders wrong when I was a kid, so that used to always make me mad, and it just really turned me off from it. The only time I've eaten it literally in the past 10 years is just because somebody happened to be in my Uber, and he said, if we stop by Taco Bell, I'm buying everybody in the car food, and I was like, okay, why not?
Important.
But besides that, I have never gone to a Taco Bell in the past 10 years. I don't do Taco Bell.
It's underrated, Cam. I'll tell you why it's underrated. Think about, Hayden, real quick, how many... Mexican restaurants out there. How many fast food places are out there?
A lot.
I don't know. I mean...
there's probably not a lot.
At least 7.
I mean...
Around these parts?
Is most
with a dollar menu, as cheap as Taco Bell is? There's just... My whole point...
They've raised their prices.
They still got the dollar menu. They still got stuff a dollar. And it's got a pretty decent selection. Sometimes they change it up every now and then.
I thought people were mad they just took a bunch of food off the menu or something.
Yeah, I'm mad at them. I've been boycotting Taco Bell for the last 3 months.
Why?
They took my favorite menu item off.
Oh, man. What, they take the
beefy Frito burritos. What'd you say, Draven? The kids' meal. What?
Just for, you know, for you like getting a toy with your meal.
Here he is taking a shot at you again.
What about me looks like a kid's meal? What is that?
Probably just how excited you got about A Dog's Purpose.
I didn't get excited about it. It was a sad movie. I didn't even watch it.
You didn't watch it.
It was a sad movie,
I didn't watch it.
He
couldn't decide. Yeah, he had heard.
The preview was so
sad. He knew the dog was going to die. He's like, I'm not. The dog dies a bunch of times, I think, right? So he's like,
A bunch of times?
It's like a dog passing through other dogs.
The dog, basically, it's like... reincarnated and all these different dogs, and the dog's purpose is like he just keeps jumping these other dogs basically, and eventually finds his way back to Dennis Quaid.
Goes back to his old family.
Isn't that many dogs?
I was about to say, that was totally what I got from it.
Have you never seen the preview, bro?
It showed multiple.
It looked like a dog was dying. So I just didn't watch it.
There's like different families. The dog's like finding all these different people.
I just said it's sad. Obviously, it sounds sad.
Man, dog dying a bunch of times does seem.
Yeah.
Man, he died a lot and still got back to the same person in their lifetime?
I think. I haven't seen the movie.
I haven't either.
Because I also don't like watching dogs die.
Marley and Me. See Marley and Me?
Yeah, that one's sad.
Man, that's
that sad.
Was wild.
That's sad.
Owen Wilson was acting his ass off in Marley and Me.
That entire theater was crying.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, he was.
Okay, I was about to say, I thought he did pretty good.
I thought he did real good.
Pretty natural.
Yeah.
Pretty natural, yeah. Anyways, Taco Bell
sucks. It's overrated.
Come on. So cheap.
Nah, I'm booking.
It's like McDonald's. McDonald's is not good, but sometimes nice to get just something really cheap.
You may get money in your bags. You never know.
Anyways.
Okay, next we have libraries.
We have what?
Libraries.
Libraries have to be really, really underrated, because when's the last time you've been to a library? Like, they got all these books
never.
And stuff, like, for free. If you want to read a book, you can pay $20 online, or you can go get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Back in the day in Athens, you know, sometimes my internet would go down at my house. I'd have to go to the library down the road to go put in my illegal offshore gambling bets. Just had to get a library card so I could use the internet to put in my bets on
awesome.
Five dimes, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Library came through for me in the clutch whenever I needed it, so it'll always be cool in my book. The library, very underrated.
I agree.
Book, I see what you did there.
Completely underrated. Library at UT is awesome. Hayden, have you been there? The library at UT? It's got everything you could think of. Anything. Everything. Literally.
I've never used it for anything other than just a quiet place.
Sometimes that's nice, though, isn't it? Just to get to a quiet place, be with your thoughts, do some homework. Some days it's just nice to change up as well. But even past like UT library, I mean, I don't have a printer at my house or at my apartment. So when you got to print something off, sometimes it's necessary. Go to the library. Underrated. Very valuable.
Yeah, library is super underrated. I love libraries. I used to go to libraries all the time. The library in back home for me was literally like right next to my neighborhood. Like it was literally like a three minute walk from my house. So I was at the library all the time. I was reading books. I was playing games on the computers. It was just a reason to get out of the house, you know, and then be able to chill and go do something. You know, when you tell your parents, "Oh, I'm just going to the library," like they're like, "Oh, he's getting smart. I'm just playing video games on their computers." But still, it was nice to get out of the house. I love libraries. Very like I don't know if people go to them anymore, but it's very underutilized because, like John said, you can get a book, which some of those like hardcover books are like $30. Like you could go to the library and just rock that out yourself, and you're good to go. Take it back, whatever. Library card's nice. Libraries are super cool. Library at UT, pretty solid, too. I agree with Draven. Makes a really good pregame spot.
Pregame spot?
Pregame spot?
I used to pregame at the library a little bit. Like,
oh, it's always a good place to park in Knoxville. Like when you go to the games at UT. Like especially for basketball
games. I would pregame the football games. Be on one of those loud floors, and you're just chilling and having a good time.
In there.
And you can watch all the people out the windows walking by and stuff. It's entertaining.
Okay. Turning up at the library.
Let's do it sometime.
I don't know about that. Anyway, next is brunch.
We kind of got brunch yesterday. Brunch is very underrated, I think. You know, I growing up, becoming an adult, becoming a grown man, brunch was always a little overrated for me because whenever I'd go, I'd just get like breakfast or I'd just get like lunch.
Yeah.
But, you know, mix in some mimosas. I get the appeal of it, just the day drinking aspect of it. And, you know, yesterday we enjoyed some biscuits and gravy. That was very good. But, again, that could just be breakfast, so I don't know. Is brunch just the word we use that gives an excuse to be able to drink during it? Is that what happens there?
It's an excuse to drink earlier because it's technically lunch, but also you can still eat your breakfast food because it's technically breakfast. Yeah. It's just.
I feel like brunch is only so you can drink your mimosas and not act like you're drinking mimosas at breakfast. I think that's really what's happening here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's completely overrated. Brunch is a made up term, doesn't even matter. So I mean, it's made up.
Aren't all terms made up?
I mean,
yeah,
I guess. But like, it's just there's nothing there. Like, it's just lunch, breakfast. Like, just pick one. There's no in between. And when is brunch? You never know. Before noon, right at noon. When's the cutoff in the morning? Is it after 10? Before 10? Right at 10? Like. Now we're just getting too complicated. Just eat breakfast. Just eat lunch. Keep the two separate. Like, let's stop this. I hate brunch.
Hannah Montana says you can have the best of both worlds, but I do think brunch is overrated. Basically because of how big it's gotten now. Everybody's always like, brunch this, brunch that. Let me dress up to go to brunch. It's became a whole thing. You always have to post your pictures. Oh, I went to brunch today. Wow, cool. You ate a meal today? Sweet. Like, congrats. I did too. I think it's become overrated, but just because of how big a thing it is now. Nobody ever asks. You're right about this though, Jay. Nobody ever asks anymore. Like, hey, you want to get breakfast or hey, you want to grab lunch? People are like, you want to grab brunch? Maybe I don't today, man. Maybe I want to jump straight into lunch.
Exactly.
Maybe my work stuff's running a little late. I can't get out of the office till 1:30. I just want lunch then at that point.
All right, what's number five, Hayden?
I was kind of struggling getting this one, John, but
that's why I want to see number five. I still got a break, but I just want to see what you came up with.
Oh, well, if we're not going to do it, I'm not going to say it.
Let's do it. I'm extending the period.
Okay.
For you. What do you got?
Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Coming up.
We'll do Valentine's Day some other time. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. We'll be back.
Hey, folks. Jamie here.
NFL playoffs, championship, Sunday, a couple days away, best time of the year. You can bet on all the action this weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook, and if you've never tried FanDuel before, the playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot because right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the championship weekend. I gave you the Packers last week. I'm going to give you the Packers again this week. 25-1 odds. Bet $5. Win $125 on any playoff game this weekend. Go Pack, go. Go Pack, go. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. We've been using FanDuel all season long. Used FanDuel last night to lose on the stupid Tennessee Volunteers. FanDuel Sportsbook is easy to use. It's easy to register. Easy to deposit. Easy to find your bet. Easy to get paid. And they give you odds boosts like this special 25-1 boost right now. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code TALKSPORTS so I know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus of $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. What's the biggest storyline heading into Championship Sunday as we sit here on Wednesday? Is it still Patrick Mahomes' health?
I think as of right now, until we know if he's playing or not, yes. And then it will probably kind of shift to can Rodgers get another one or will Brady just keep rolling? I think that's kind of going to be the thing. And I think that would be the next biggest narrative because I think you will get a lot of talk about, like, is Allen Mahomes like the next rivalry in the AFC? You know, they used to try and have Lamar build that way, but with Allen's success this season, I think they'll kind of try and flip that narrative a little bit.
I have a bold prediction for you guys. You want to hear it?
How are your picks last week before we
I went 3-1 last week, and the Chiefs were the only one that didn't cover, and they should have covered.
Did you win your best bet? Were the Chiefs your best bet?
No.
I feel like the Chiefs were your best bet.
No, my best
bet. Like you said, they're going by like 17.
No, it was the Bills.
Okay.
Bills was my best bet.
Man,
I said it was
going to
win
Bills.
Double figures, and they did. They did.
All right, just want to check on how you're doing with your predictions.
Do I have enough to make this? Yeah, a little to make this bold prediction right here.
Go ahead.
So, this is what's going to happen right here. Brady is going to beat the Packers up in Lambeau Field. He's going to go to the Super Bowl, and he's going to win the Super Bowl as well. And then he's going to call it quits and retire. Boom, that's what's going to happen.
So say that one more time.
Tom Brady goes to Lambeau Field up in the freezing cold, freezing tundra up there.
Frozen tundra.
And he is going to pull off a great upset against those Green Bay Packers. He's going to upset Aaron Rodgers. He's going to upset the Packers. Then they're going to go to the Super Bowl. They're going to play Mahomes and the Chiefs. And they're going to beat Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Okay.
And they're going to win the Super Bowl. And Brady's going to say, yep, I've done enough. I did what I went to do.
Yeah.
I went.
Mm-hmm.
And won the divorce from Bill Belichick. I went out on top. Goodbye. See you later. Bye, Tom Brady. He goes out on top like he should. Boom. There's the finish. There's the ending. There's the Cinderella story right there.
Okay.
For Tom Brady.
That seems really stupid. They're going to get killed this week.
What makes you think they're going to get killed? Anything to back
Tom
that up?
Tom Brady not looking very good the last game.
They should have lost last week.
Did they lose last week, though?
No, they didn't.
Hmm.
Is Drew Brees as good as Aaron Rodgers?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
I mean, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to throw two picks into quadruple coverage.
Aaron Rodgers can throw the ball further than 10 yards down the field.
Yeah. Well, what's the last time these two teams played? What happened the last time? By the way, my whole theory.
It's hard to beat a team twice in the regular season.
It's hard to beat a team three times because that kind of got proven, by the way, over the weekend when the Buccaneers won.
That had nothing to do with it being hard. It just had simply to do with Drew Brees.
What did Tom Brady say after the game? He said turnovers have been the difference in the first two games.
Uh-huh. And it was the difference in the third game.
Exactly.
What does that have to do with
You learn from what you do in the first two games. They were smarter, more conservative with the football. They ran the football. Remember that game Sunday night down in Tampa? They ran the football five times.
They didn't run the ball. Fine. Well, they
ran the ball better.
You can't run the ball when you're down 28-0 right out the gate, by the way, Tom Brady.
That's not fair.
It's not
fair. They were airing the ball out from the start.
And I will say that maybe they ran the ball well in the third, like late in the third and early fourth quarter, but it's not like they
tried to run the clock out.
Yeah. They ran for 120 yards. Let's relax a little bit. They didn't. It's like they ran the ball down anybody's throats.
Best run defense in the past 3 or 4 years, the Saints. 120 yards is pretty good.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Brady makes a couple big throws on third down. Boom. They won the game. What do you know?
What does that have to do with it being hard to beat a team three times, though? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying it happened. It literally happened. I told you it happened.
That's fun, but that had nothing to do with the first two games. It had simply had to do with the first game lining up. It was still basically a 50-50 proposition. The first two games had no bearing on it. The Saints were the better team. The Saints lost because Drew Brees played crummy and Jared Cook can't hold onto the ball. That's why they lost. Not because of a magical, well, he beat us the first two times. We better win this one. That's stupid.
I thought... Emphasis of taking care of the football?
Yeah.
Emphasis of punching at the ball? Jared Cook always holds the ball loose.
You should want to take care of the football every game. You shouldn't have to lose the first two games to realize, hey, we should probably take care of the football. Oh, great, great analysis by Tom there. Great analysis. Now, we'll say, like, him getting his left guard back and him getting the ball out quick. Like, that's
AB looks like he's going to be good to go. Rojo be good to go?
They're going to get killed. Packers are going to kill him.
Rojo be good to go? My God, he's been hurt for like the last 3 weeks. Every time he can't run, he can't run 100%. Bruce Arians said
he literally said that before
the game against the Saints. He said he can run, he runs hard, but he can't open it up. And when he opened it up against the Saints, he went out the rest of the game. Did he not?
I'll just maybe make him run 10 yards. Maybe he's just out there running for 10 yards at a pop.
Just don't run as fast as you can. Just 80%.
So your storyline is Brady's last stand. Cam says, what, Mahomes' health plus?
Yeah. And then, it's going to be Rodgers versus Brady, basically.
Really good quarterback matchup.
Yeah.
This weekend, I mean, Brady, Rodgers, and Mahomes, Allen. Top two quarterbacks in the AFC versus, I don't know if I'd call them the top two quarterbacks in the NFC, but just a career matchup we've been wanting to see. We've been wanting these guys to play in the Super Bowl for a long time. Didn't get that, but this is, the closest we'll get to them doing that. Everything on the line.
Yep.
Rodgers trying to solidify an MVP season. Brady trying to win the divorce. I mean, if you're Brady...
He's already won the divorce. Are we even questioning that still?
I mean, I don't know. Belichick can. That was the thing about it is that Belichick has more time. If Belichick builds them back into a Super Bowl contender, a consistent Super Bowl contender, he still has time to win. But obviously, Brady well in advance right now. But that was the thing. Belichick has more time. He has more opportunities. Brady had to do this because he's only got 2 or 3 years max left.
Yeah.
Patriots had a lot of people out this year, too.
They had a lot of people opt out.
Cam Newton was a mistake, but...
Well, there's just nothing they could have done salary cap-wise. I mean, they had no other options at quarterback. They could have maybe convinced Jameis to come there instead. Maybe. But I will say that... what do we think about Brady playing in Green Bay? What's the weather supposed to be like this weekend?
That's a good question.
Now, obviously, we know Brady is used to New England. Mm-hmm. The last time we saw Brady in New England in the playoffs, he scored, 13 points through a game deciding pick six?
We're not doing that, though, are we? We're not comparing New England to Tampa Bay when
we're comparing
the offenses
are... We're comparing
are...
Tom Brady outside. Tom Brady, you're going to tell me Tom Brady played good?
He played great.
You're going to tell me he played good against Tennessee 2 years ago?
No, I'm not saying he played
outside
good.
Outside in the playoffs, you're going to tell me that?
But we're
two years
we cannot
older now.
We cannot compare last year's New England team to this year's Tampa team.
I can compare a 40-something-year-old man being outside in the freezing cold if it's freezing cold. That's why I'm asking what the weather's like, because I know Tom Brady, you know, played outside in the cold for a lot of his career, but he was a young man for a lot of his career, and now he's an old man. 43 years old, I'm just saying, it's going to hit a little different if it's a – it's going to be a night game, right? The AFC
what
games –
what are they, Saturday or
no,
Sunday?
No, the NFC games first. Never mind.
Yeah, I was about to say the NFC
Sunday?
Games.
Sunday?
Yeah. What's the weather going to be like in Green Bay?
It's a high 32, low of 18, snow.
Wind chill? What's it looking at?
26.
All I'm saying is
– last time Brady played a playoff game in the snow, is that Raiders, Tuck rule? Has he played in one since then? I feel like he really hasn't.
Snow, I mean, I don't
– like actual snow, because, I mean, maybe like a little
– I feel like there was a – there had to have been a
game. Because that was a long time ago.
They played a game against the Colts in the snow. Again, not the snow, but like there's a really, really bitter cold game against Peyton and them up there in the snow.
So you said this is the 3:05 game?
Yeah, this is the first game.
Yeah, so during the day it says mostly cloudy with a little snow.
Okay.
So probably not like too much, I wouldn't say. But
again, I know Brady's got credit for being, you know, outside of New England for a long time, but A, he's a couple years older. And B, you know, once you get used to that Tampa weather, a little soft. Last playoff game in the dome, didn't have to worry about that. Yep. Going out there to the freezing cold. Something to keep an eye on. That first time he goes down to that ground.
Ooh.
Might be a little slow to get up. We'll see. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Since
last call on the program, let's go strong, guys. Come on. Let's do the best we can. Come on.
Okay.
Pump the brakes. Keep it moving. Who wants to go first?
I got one.
Go for it.
Dog cost owner $400.
Nah. I just didn't get the stop, but.
Because he had to take him on a vet visit because his dog was limping. Turns out the dog was imitating the owner who was in a cast and basically had to walk like with a limp. So the dog started copying him, and the guy was like, why is my dog limping? Like, let me go to the vet.
That's adorable.
Paid $400 for the x-rays and stuff. Just for the, you know, the person, the veterinarian to tell him, nothing's wrong with your dog right now. I think he's just copying you.
That's cute.
Isn't it weird how dogs have beef with other dogs, but like humans, they're just like all cool with basically.
They only have beef with other dogs that they feel like it's trying to hurt their human, though.
Is that why? Is
like,
is
that
the process?
Just like, just trying to.
I don't know. To take, I feel like they just see another dog and they're like, "Yo, what's up with that guy?" Like,
I don't like
start yelling at
sometimes.
Him.
They say,
"Yo, what's your name?"
Like, "Yo, what's up with that guy?" You know, yelling at him.
Is that what you say when you have beef with people?
Yeah. Yeah. What's up with that guy? Yeah. I think that's my go-to line.
Dogs, bro.
They're great.
They're crazy.
My roommate just got a puppy.
What?
A little tiny pup, too.
What kind of puppy?
It's not.
That's not good for you.
He's a mess, man. He's all over the place.
That's unfortunate.
Why is everybody getting puppies now?
I don't know.
Now that it's cold.
Yeah.
Now that, who knows, the pandemic, work from home might be ending soon. You should have got one like a month ago or like half a year ago, bro.
Yeah.
When you're always at home.
Yep.
Especially a puppy.
Yeah. Mm. Couple gets arrested in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, I bet they're having a blast.
Now give it to me.
For videos they posted on an adult website of them having sex on the Ferris wheel, essentially.
That's the run. Jeez.
The sky wheel. It's a Ferris wheel, but like it's an indoor, or it's an enclosed.
Yeah, yeah,
thing.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but they did dirty stuff up there, and I guess the romance was just too much.
You gotta be more anonymous.
You're up in Myrtle Beach, you're up in the sky, you're just mood strikes, and
they call it Dirty Myrtle for a reason.
Yep.
Sure do.
But
you gotta be better anonymously. Like, what are you doing?
Yep.
Rookies.
They took a video of it and posted it online. And
amateurs.
They were tracked down.
I wonder how they tracked them down.
Yeah. You think it's like an employee was just on the side and was like, hey, that looks like our Ferris wheel.
That is a little weird, yeah. That is a little weird how they were able to find them, but.
Hey, boss, is this our Ferris wheel?
Although what we've seen, I mean, like, you know, what we've seen from the state capital or the nation's capital is that, you know, you can track you down crazy ways now these days. Just
phone, but it's
people
with people having fun in
you,
Ferris person, wheel high on priority list.
Wrong person sees you.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm the guy in Myrtle Beach that owns the Skywheel, I don't want people getting any ideas. Got to keep it clean. It's a health concern.
Yeah, really.
It's a pandemic, bro. You can't be out there doing dirty stuff like this right now.
I mean, people already did that.
You know, Ferris
wheels. That was one of the things for Ferris wheels.
I was about to say, some people see them as romantic, right?
Why else do they stop at the top?
What's the average stop time?
I'm not sure, but probably enough for the average person.
I don't know. Maybe. Be a tough way to go out and get arrested.
It's got to stop for at least 30 seconds, right?
I would think so, yeah. Yeah. Draven, you got a story?
No, I can't really find one, John. Really struggling with my stories today.
I am struggling a little bit.
I had all night to do since I didn't meet you guys at trivia, but I still don't have any stories today.
Kyrie's going to be playing tonight.
Kyrie's playing tonight? Roll. Please.
Well, there goes
no,
that.
Oh, God, please, no! No! You didn't even tease it. You just...
What do we make of Kyrie playing tonight? That's intriguing, right? Like, seeing Kyrie out there, like that's intriguing.
Did you see the kind of the quotes coming from him about needing a pause after sitting out that whole time? He did say he had some family stuff going on as well. But he said he had needed a pause.
You know, sometimes you need a pause.
A 7-game pause.
Got a tweeter writing in that the Skywheel in Myrtle Beach is apparently closed now, undergoing major renovation. So,
well,
oh, they're making it more comfortable.
Taking out? No, they're probably making it worse.
Probably
strapping you in. Reducing the potential room for moves.
You guys, fans of Ferris wheels?
Absolutely not.
Just always thought they're so lame.
They scare me.
You're scared of heights.
I'm not scared of heights. No, I'm not scared of heights. I'm not. Well, the older I get, the more afraid of heights I get. I don't know if that's normal, but I feel like it is. I mean, I feel like the older you get, the more.
I think that's normal.
Yeah, I think the less like invincible you feel, and like the more like, oh, like this could easily die. But like, no, Ferris wheels. Again, I used to love heights as a kid, but Ferris wheels have always creeped me out. Just because like when you get up there, and they start rocking.
They do rock.
Exactly.
They do rock.
You start realizing you're at the, you know, where you're at and who set this up and like this is probably not the best mechanics around here. Start realizing the carnies don't get paid that much to travel the world doing this, and you're like, okay, this is not very safe. And then like you're with a friend, they're rocking, you're like, hey, chill out. Like, I'm not scared. Like, let's relax. Let's not test fate here because, you know, something bad could happen. No, Ferris wheels I've never found enjoyable.
Not even with like a significant other. At any point,
I don't think I've ever been old enough to go up there with a significant other because I haven't gone on a Ferris wheel since I was like 11 or 12.
Oh, wow. So this is a
embedded fear,
huh? You
go to the fair?
No, I don't go to the fair. I mean, I've gone to the fair since I was 11 or 12, but I didn't get in the Ferris wheel.
Women love the fair. You got to win them prizes and whatnot.
Yeah, I'll go shoot basketball and we'll play the carny games, but I'm not getting in the Ferris wheel.
Go on the Ferris wheel while there's fireworks
going? You know the spaceship that spins really fast and you try to move but you can't?
I hate that. I feel sick after.
You can, like, flip upside down and you just got to be careful when it stops. You got to be able to catch yourself when you flip back over. But that was always a cool flex, but you don't want to raise your head up in there because then you start getting really dizzy and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm going to pass out. I'm going to throw up. And you're also thinking like, the car didn't set this one up very well either. This could not stop or something bad could go happen in there. The older I get, there's a correlation, a positive correlation. The older I get, the more afraid of the fair I become because you start realizing who's setting the fair up, and I just don't want to be there. I still go get a corn dog, though, or a funnel cake, but I'd rather go to, like, Dollywood to do those. I trust those people way more.
Oh, yeah.
I trust Dolly way more than
I am
Mr.
surprised there's not as many, like, injuries from carnivals and fairs. Like, I never, like, hear about stuff. But they always look super rickety.
I think people die every year.
I feel like if you started doing some research, you'd be surprised, Cam. I feel like you'd be a little at how many deaths are. But the Ferris wheel, no thanks. I'm good on that.
There's a difference in the Ferris wheel that like comes around for the week or 2 weeks than one that's there in the city all year.
Oh, like
there's one in Cincinnati too that's like there all year, is there not?
Please note, I would get into the skybox because it's closed. You can't flip that one over and fall out.
Yeah,
that's like the one in Atlanta, the big sky wheel there too. Yeah.
Is that one closed too?
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Can we Google?
I've definitely seen people doing
the
dirty in
that
one.
I guess I'm considering
that
a Ferris wheel.
You can see
but
into
you're
those?
Talking about the one that's open.
Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
How many people have died on Ferris wheels?
Like,
how many times have people flipped out of it? Because it has to be a thing. Like, it has to be.
There was between 87 and 2000, there was 4.5 deaths per year. From 90 to 2004, there was 52.
Wait a second. This can't be. This can't. Oh, okay. The Onion. I was going to say, this can't be true.
What did it say?
It said 40,000 people. I was like, whoa.
Getting a little crazy.
Five plunged to death from Ferris wheel from CBS News 2007. Yeesh. I hate to be one of those five. Hey, look at me. I'm on a Ferris wheel. I'm having a good time. They take my picture. Oh, I fell out. I'm dead.
2016, Tennessee Ferris wheel accident.
Two members of the family in the car clung to handholds and survived without injury. That'd be kind of cool, though.
That would be nice flex. To be like, yeah, you
see me
survive.
To be able to, like, say you
survived.
I don't know if I have the grip strength. I would like to think I did if I did, but I'm kind of heavy. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a lot of weight to hold up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe I should just do that. But then, like, can you replicate that at the gym? You know, you're on the pull-up bar, and, you know, you're holding yourself. But, like,
how long could you really hold yourself, though?
Well, I mean, would it be more or less? Because, I mean, I would like to think adrenaline would kick in. Yeah, I would be able to hold myself longer. But at the same time, I'd be sweaty because I'd realize if I fall, I die. So, like, would that counteract the adrenaline?
Oh, yeah.
I'm cracking up.
Ask for some chalk. There he means
like
chalk.
I can do one or two pull-ups, but, like, I don't know if I can pull myself all the way up to, like, you know, on top of the bar. You know what I mean? I can get my neck up, but I don't know if I can get my whole self up. But, like, can I pull myself up and at least lock my arms?
There was 1,200 deaths. Injuries in 2011 at amusement parks.
Yeah. Okay. Not me. Not I said the fly.
I'm cracking up. There's a whole, on this Wikipedia page for amusement park accidents, there's a whole Florida section. Just a Florida.
Five family members fell 65 feet to their deaths from a Ferris wheel Monday after the car they were riding in unexpectedly overturned. Oh, that's the problem. It overturned. You flip over.
There it is.
No thanks. No thanks. Not I, said the fly. 216-foot-high giant. Drives up next.